Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Real Talk for Real People show. Maybe the Most High is trying to tell us something, as the song alluded to. It's true. There's been reported 785 deaths just in one day, today in these United States of America? I don't know. The Most High doesn't speak to me. He doesn't have a hotline with me. But perhaps he's trying to tell us something. And the way he tells us things through his word. Study his word is how he tells us things. We are all ears as to what the Most High would have us to know. Listen to our contemporary brothers and sisters or any other. Will not suffice situation. It has never sufficed any situation. And it definitely won't suffice in this situation. That being said, my name is Yom Suf Harif. If the Most High is trying to tell us something, let us open up our maps and scour what the Most High would have us to hear. Shall we? Get your maps out. And turn to the book of Ezekiel, the map of Ezekiel. We like to call it maps. And sector 13, the book of Ezekiel, the prophet. And I shall begin reading, and we shall begin listening. Are you ready? The word of the Elohim came to me, O mortal. Prophesize against the prophets of Israel who prophesize. Say to those who prophesize out of their own imaginations. And I suspect there are a lot of people talking right now out of their own imaginations. Not thus saith the Most High. As though there were some in ancient times prophesying out of their imaginations then. He said, hear the word of the Elohim. Thus saith the Elohim Yah. Woe to the degenerate prophets who follow their own fancy without having a vision for me. Your prophets, O Israel, have been like jackals among the ruins. You did not enter the breaches and repair the walls. You didn't stand in the gap and repair the walls. Speak the truth of the Most High. For the house of Israel, that they might stand up in battle in the day of the Elohim. Prophesize falsehoods and lying divinations. They said, declares the Elohim, when the Elohim did not send them, and then they waited for their words to be fulfilled. It was false visions. You prophesize and lying divinations. You uttered, saying, declares the Elohim. When I had not spoken, I ain't told you to tell nobody nothing. Lying prophets of Israel. Some lying people of Israel today, as I speak, saying the who, what, when, where, and how as to the Most High would have them to comport themselves as far as their relationship with Him and their relationship with one another and their relationship with strangers. Yet they don't scour me. They don't scour what I have written through my true prophets of Israel, as the prophet Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Daniel, and so on and so forth. They go by their own fancy, their own false imaginations. You got to be careful dealing with brothers and sisters like that. Assuredly, thus saith the Elohim, Yah, because these false prophets speak falsehoods and prophesize lies, assuredly, I will deal with you, declares the Elohim Yah. My hand will be against the prophets who prophesize falsehoods and utter lying divinations. They shall not remain in the assembly of my people. I'm going to get rid of them. They shall not be inscribed in the list of the house of Israel, the Most High, knows you. He knows from where you come from what branch you come from. But if you are a lying prophet or a lying brother or sister, you won't be inscribed in that book, that list. And he said so. And they shall not come back. I ain't going to bring them back to the land of Israel. That ought to put some shaking in your back pants. But some of us don't care. Thus shall you know that I am the Elohim, Yah. In so much, they have misled my people, saying, it is well, everything cool. When nothing is well, dabbing with plaster the flimsy wall which the people were building. Their lives were flimsy. And they were trying to pitter-patter and dab it with a little dab here and a little dab there, trying to fix a stumbling wall in their very lives. And he said, set to the dabbers of plaster trying to fix up that flimsy wall is going to fall. It shall collapse. A driving rain shall descend, and you, O great hailstone, shall fall. And a great hurricane wheel rend shall rend it, tear it apart. Then when the wall collapses, you will be asked, what became of the plaster you dabbed on? Surely, thus said the Elohim Yah, in my fury, I will let loose hurricane winds. I suppose in the case of Rona, could be considered a hurricane wind. In my anger, a driving rain shall descend, and great hailstones and a destructive fury. I will throw down the wall that you dab with plastic. You try to put a little dab do here, a little dab do, a little lie here, a little fancy here, a little imagination here. I ain't told you do none of that. Trying to keep it together. You can't keep nothing together unless it's the Most High word. You're just keeping up a flimsy wall in regards to your life and so on and so forth. If you're not putting the wall together with the word of the Most High, you can just forget about it. Truth be told. See, a lot of people, brothers and sisters, they don't care what the Most High says. They want to do a little dab here, a little dab here, a little dab a do here, a little dab a do there on a flimsy wall. They don't want to put the wall up like the Most High said put the wall up. They listen to these false prophets, these false teachers, who teach it according to their own imagination and their own fancy, but yet don't scour the word of the Most High to build up their wall. Oh, it's true. Even as we speak in 2020, it's true. Assuredly, thus said the Elohim Yah, in my fury I will loose hurricane winds. And I said, Rona could be considered a hurricane wind. My anger, a driving rain shall descend, and great hailstones and destructive fury. I will throw down the wall that you dab with plaster to try to keep together with a lot of nonsense. And I will raise it to the ground, that whole wall, so that its foundation is exposed. And when it falls, you shall perish in its midst. Then you shall know that I am the Elohim. And when I have spit my fury upon the wall, upon those who dabbed it with plaster, I would say to you, gone is the wall and gone are the dabbers, the prophets of Israel, who prophesied about Jerusalem and see a vision of well-being for her when there is no well-being, declares the Elohim Yah. He don't leave our women folk out neither. Don't think you're nothing special. He got something for you too. And he says to Ezekiel, O you mortal, set your face against the women of your people who prophesize out of their own imaginations. Although some don't prophesize in the sense of ancient days. Some are saying things that they shouldn't say. Some are saying things that the Most High would not have them say. And some are doing things that they shouldn't say. And some are doing things that the Most High would not have them do. And the Most High addresses them too, right along with all of us, our women folk. And he says, for out of your own imaginations, they're prophesizing. He said, Ezekiel, prophesies against them and said, thus said the Elohim Yah to those who sew pads on Amjads and make bonnets for the heads of every person, trying to solace them, trying to make them comfortable in order to entrap. That's what you're doing. You're entrapping them, trying to make them think everything. Oh, put a bonnet on your head, get you some a pass on your knees and your elbows. Everything all right? Everything all right? Just do what you do. Keep on doing what you're doing. Oh, yes. Keep on doing what you're doing. But the Most High said, no, you telling the folks a bald-faced lie. I didn't tell you to tell them that. You just telling things out of your own wicked imaginations. He said, arm joints and make bonnets for the head of every person in order to entrap. Can you hunt down lives among my people while you preserve your own lives? Can you destroy my people while you preserve your own lives? You have profaned my name among my people in return for a handful of barley and morsels of bread. You sold me out. You have announced the death of persons who will not die, and survival of the persons who will not live, lying to my people who listen to your lies. Surely they do a whole lot of that on Fool's Book. I don't know what's wrong with them. But the Most High gonna deal with them. I male and female alike. You can run, but you ain't going to get away. Oh, it's true. Surely thus said the Elohim Yah, I'm going to deal with your pads by which you hunt down their lives like birds, and I will tear them from your arms and free the persons whose lives you hunt down like birds. You hunt down my people with these lies. I will tear off your bonnet and rescue my people from your hands, and they shall no longer be prey to your hands. Then you shall know that I am the Elohim, because you sat in the heart of the innocent with lies. When I would not inflict suffering on him and encourage the wicked not to repent of his evil ways, so to gain life. Well, up is down, and down is up in your regard. You shall no longer prophesy lies or practice divination. I will save my people from your hands, and you shall know that I am the Elohim. Well, If you ain't doing what the Most High said, you're doing what you want to do. I just say this. That ain't going to work for you. You're telling people what you want to tell them. That ain't going to work for you. You're telling folk what's up is up, down, and what's down is up. You right and you wrong, when the wrong one is the right one, and the right one is the wrong one. Most High going to deal with you. I ain't got to worry about you. See, I'm going to scour with the Most High word. Let me assure you of that. And I'm going to tell you on the Real Talk for Real People show, not what I imagine, but thus saith the Most High. I'm going to speak where the Most High speaks. And I'm going to shut my mouth when the Most High don't speak. And I ain't going alone to get along with none one of you. So don't get the game twisted. Oh, it's true. You're listening to the Real Talk for Real People show. My name is Brother Yamsuf Arif. Without further ado, let's enjoy this lovely song, because the Most High is coming on down that track. Oh, it's true. And I'm going to bring my brother on shortly, Brother Maury Cartier from New York City and Sister Ima Hadura from St. Louis. And they're going to give you a triple whammy of the Most High message, a triple whammy of medicine, not a double dose, a triple dose, because you need it. Because you think it's a broken thinking, you can get past the Most High. Thank you, said whatever goes along with your fancy and your imagination, your lying tongue, and thank you, you're going to get away. No. No. You ain't getting away. It's true. Enjoy this lovely song. I'll be right back. Thank you.
Get ready. There's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord. I say you just thank the Lord. You just thank the Lord. So people get ready for the train to Jordan, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key. Open the doors and board 'em. There's hope for all. Among those loved the most, you know they've been loved the most. They've been loved the most. There ain't no room for the hopeless sinner, who would hurt all mankind just to save his own. Have pity on those whose chances grow thinner, for there's no hiding place against the kingdom's throne. You know there's no hiding place. There's no hiding place. So people get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. I say you just thank the Lord. You just thank the Lord. That's why I'm here to say that I believe I believe we're gonna make it one day. Brothers, I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe. Sure enough, a true.
You know, there's a saying in the Most High Word, I believe it is in the book of Ecclesiastes, in concern to the Rona, the hurricane wind, I suspect, a hurricane wind of the Most High. There's a saying that is poignant. But let me break it down for you like you're 4 years old. This saying goes, it rains on the just and the unjust. But the just listen. They're covered. The unjust doesn't. And they all come tumbling down like Humpty Dumpty. It's true. It's so, so true. You're listening to the Real Talk for Real People show. My name is Brother Yamsuf Arif. Without further ado, let me bring my brother and friend on from New York City, Brother Moray Cottrell. May the Most High bless you, my brother. Your mic is hot.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Brother Yamsuf Arif, may the Most High bless you.
Thank you, my brother.
Yeah, man. Every time I read this chapter, I think about Christianity. And
mm-hmm.
He asked me why I think about Christianity.
Why do you think about Christianity?
Because we read in the history, right? And Ezekiel the prophet is basically going through the same thing that Jeremiah went through. In ancient time, these false prophets were invoking the name of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and teaching our people false vision. And today, we have teachers and leaders, Martin Luther King, Al Sharpton, Reverend Jesse Jackson, T.D. Jakes. What they're teaching is from the books of the New Testament. And the books of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Peter, Paul, Mary, their message ain't nothing like what we've been reading, right?
Right.
I ain't never been to church, but I know that I've heard people from church who teach, and what they're teaching is nothing in comparison with the Most High is telling the world and creation.
They're telling folk, they're tickling their fans, they're tickling their elbow. Tell me what I want to hear. Tell me what I want to hear. That's what is going on.
And that's what the New Testament writings do. We put all our sins on one man. We ain't got to worry about doing sin. We ain't got to worry about the judgment of Yah. Jesus.
I'm sorry about that. Sorry about that.
Yeah, the man they serve that was stuck up on the cross, they say he's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's that magic stuff, that witchcraft, that necromancy, because we see when Yah speaks, he speaks like he's alone. It's like, I'm pouring out the hurricanes on y'all. Right?
Truth be told.
And the latter part talks about the daughters of Zion who be wearing these bonnets. And where they wear bonnets at?
They wear them in the churches.
Okay, Easter Sunday and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and they tell you that if you don't believe in Jesus, you're going to hell, that your spirit is full of the devil. That's how they talk. And you're talking about the daughters of Zion that's in Jehovah Witness, Seventh Day Adventist, Baptist, Episcopalian, AME, Zion, they all got the same M.O. And he's talking mm-hmm. about one man who is not God, who got stuck up on the cross. Jesus couldn't let loose no hurricane winds because they would have never stuck him up on no cross if he was God. They say he's the Son of God, right? And then they give him the title Son of Man. We read in the 13th chapter, the Most High is calling Ezekiel the Son of Man. In your book, it says mortal. So the Son of Man is a mortal. He's not a God. The Son of Man is a mortal. and that's the title he gives Ezekiel, son of man. And in your book, it's interpreted as mortal man.
Right.
What is mortal? That means you have limitations.
Right.
This chapter reminds me of the church and Israelites that's waking up, coming out the church.
This thing. Sorry about that, brother.
And still holding on to their idols in their hearts. And people telling our people that there's peace when there's not peace. They're not giving the message to us like the prophet Jeremiah and Isaiah and Ezekiel and Daniel are giving to us. What's the Most High telling us? He said, I scattered y'all because y'all disobeyed me. Y'all worshiped the gods of the people. You haven't repented for the sins that y'all committed. And that's what y'all need to do. Return to me. Repent. Put away your idols and the things that the nations worship. And we haven't done that. And that's where our problem lies, because we're just like our ancient fathers in ancient times who did not want to release their idols and depended on sisters like Sister, what's her name, Cleo?
Yeah, Cleo. What did the one that sing, the little short one, Pastor some, what's her name? She a little singer, a little short thing, all them.
And it's detrimental because our women teach our children. And y'all's more concerned about our children than anything. So this last part of the chapter, he gives warning to the daughters of Zion about teaching our people lies and falsehoods. And what do they teach our people? Lies and falsehoods? And wear bonnets straight up in the church.
And sometimes on food book, they got wraps on their head.
Oh, yeah. Nails and wraps.
Yeah, they got all kind of Hebrew names. But that's about the
end
of it.
If their message don't sound like Ezekiel, if their message don't sound like Jeremiah, if their message don't sound like Isaiah, if it don't sound like Daniel, if it don't sound like Moses, and they speak in lies.
Yeah, according to their own fancy and imagination.
And trust me, Matthew ain't saying what some prophets I just mentioned said. Mark ain't saying, Luke ain't saying, John ain't saying, Peter and Paul and Mary ain't saying nothing like Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Malachi, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Zechariah. And you leaning on them as opposed to the prophets of Yah?
And
you leaning on God?
And if I may add, some Hebrew brothers and Hebrew sisters who supposed to be conscious is going right along with the madness too. They act like this a church. It's true. Like this a church. Oh,
they coming out of church, which is why they don't realize it's a nation. And our nation's in trouble because we worship idols. The Most High, the second commandment, he says, you can't imagine me to be the likeness of anything in the heaven above, in the earth beneath, or in the waters under the heavens. You shall not make idols unto yourself, male or female. Yah is from everlasting to everlasting. That's why when the prophets saw the vision of the Most High's presence, they didn't describe the Most High. They described the angels that were before the Most High. Because you can't see Yah.
True.
But if you don't read the Old Testament, if you don't read the words of these prophets chapter by chapter like we're doing, then you will be easily deceived. Because people do the jump-around education.
And you will be dealt with.
No doubt. Y'all's not playing.
Yeah.
He said he's going to pour his wrath out, and there's appointed times, and you ain't get the memo, you ain't follow the instructions, then there is no outs for you. Because when that day comes, there's no escape. I gave you time, I set my prophet.
Right, and he said, you lying folks, the lying of my people, I want to scribe you in the book, and you ain't coming back.
As a matter of fact, he also said, I'm going to snatch them out of your hands and save my people. So there's hope
for
people that
ain't
searching.
There's
hope for
your
our
wicked
people
imagination.
That are being deceived.
True.
There's hope for our people that are being deceived. The Most High said, I'm going to take my people, I will set free the people that you have ensnared like birds, and our people are ensnared like birds in these churches. I will tear off your veils and save my people from your hands, and they will no longer fall prey to your power. So there's powers that these leaders are using of our people, that got them snared like birds, because the veil is on our people's eyes. It says, then you will know that I am Yah. Not the dude that you stuck up on the cross and you thought his blood was going to cover your sins. No, because that's not how Yah works. Yah going to judge you according to your ways, according to your doings. And he got angels out there mocking you. That's how it works.
I told you about them sheriffs.
You call them headbanging.
Them sheriffs with
and
them four wings.
With the scroll.
And
right.
The scroll and the six headbusters. I told you.
All right. All right. People better pay attention, because Yah said, I will tear the veils off and save my people. He said, and they will no longer fall prey to your power. Then you will know that I am Yah, because you dishearten the righteous with your lies. So everybody's following the lies, and only the few righteous are standing there trying to tell everybody, y'all going the wrong way. And they calling us devils and terrorists.
Oh, that's right. Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, you know the script, Bob.
Yeah.
And I have brought them no grief, and because you encourage the wicked not to turn from their evil ways and to save their lives. So we're going to continue hunky dory.
No, they ain't caring. They caring to go out there and do your thing, come back and repent
right.
and everything.
Right.
Keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. And come on back. And let the blood of Jesus take care of you. Yeah,
you know
right.
what the Most High says? Therefore, you will no longer see false visions or practice divination. Yeah, you ain't going to go see Sister Cleo bring a dead body and talk to your mother and your father and find out how you're going to hit the number. No. I will save my people from your hands. So there's whole five people that's in the churches because they caught like birds in a snare. They don't know.
Yep.
They coming out of captivity.
That's power. That's power. But it ain't the Most High power.
And they know how to take advantage of that because we desire our connection with Yah. So they misdirected to this man that died on the cross.
Truth be told.
Unless we read these chapters and Yah breaking it down and you understanding what we're reading. Because it ain't nothing like the New Testament what we're reading here, brother. Ain't nothing.
No, I don't think so. Worlds apart. Worlds apart. It's a 180 degrees apart.
Yep.
Well, brother, thank you very much. Let me bring on Sister Imar Dora. I know she has a whole lot to contribute to this conversation. Shall we, Brother Maureen Cottrell?
Oh, no doubt. This is right up her alley. We set the enemy up for a knockout. Because I know she's about to bring it.
She fired up and ready to go. Eva Adora, love, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot.
Most High bless you. Eva Adora, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. May the Most High bless the both of you and all of Israel for near. Hallelujah. I've given all her praise to her Holy One's name. Boy, he is so worthy to be praised. And
every
in
day.
These times, we should have praise and exaltations on our lips in our prayers. Every breath we take, it should be a breath of praise on behalf of God. I love this chapter, because you know there's many scriptures that supports the word of Yah all through his word. It's telling you the same thing. I don't care whether you go to Isaiah the 29th chapter, whether you go to Jeremiah the 23rd chapter, Jeremiah the 6th chapter, or all through the word of Yah, he's telling you don't put your trust in man or the son of man. It tells you that the king and the priest were the ones that led our people astray, led them into the reason for their going into captivity. And now the Almighty will give bypass to these prophets either. And we've got a lot of that going on today. Oh, a lot of it going on. And I like it because the Almighty, if you're mindful, he's speaking to the men and the women. He's speaking to the nation of Israel. And our women and our men, you got our women out there reading hands and talking about they can see the, they interpret dreams and all of this. You got men and women out there laying hands. They laying hands and they can see, I can see you're going to have a prosperous future. I can tell how many eyebrows, the hands in your eyebrows, that you're going to be a multimillionaire. What kind of craziness is this? And our people flock. They flock, as the word says, we are quick to run to folly. Our people will flock and give up every dime they got. Oh, I got to go and see, have my hands read. And they do it with the cards. You know, they lay out the cards to tell the future and all of this. You know, and consciousness, well, sin is sin. Would you all agree with that? Rebellion against the word of God, I don't care what form it comes in, it's still rebellion. And so-called conscious Israel is just as guilty as unconscious Israel. Our brothers and sisters are locked down with JC and all of that foolishness. But guess what? Our conscious, so-called conscious brothers and sisters, they're locked down in the same temple with man-made traditions.
Hey, Ima.
And it's false leadership.
Ima.
This is.
Ima, was our ancient fathers more conscious than we were? We are now?
That's not the point, Moray. That is not the point. We're addressing the condition that our people are in now.
Our ancient fathers knew who they were.
They were
spoke their own language.
This is wicked. I said this is so-called conscious Israel. Now, I just don't give them no free pass either because they are just as bad, if not worse, as our people that are in the church. And the reason why I say it's not worse is because they're supposed to know God. They're supposed to know the truth. They're supposed to know who they are. And they're carrying the same old foolishness as our people that are in this church. So let's address this elephant that's in the room. Y'all's complaint is against this people, period. Nation, men, women, and we bringing up our children. They're a reflection of what they've been taught by their parents. We got the word in Isaiah, the 29th chapter. Even though they honor me with their mouth, we listen and meditate on the word of God. Even though they honor me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, their hearts are far removed from me. And the fear toward me is taught through the teachings and the traditions of men. Who gave our brothers and sisters all these titles and highfalutin titles? They come to acknowledge themselves. Guess what? They're going out there and they're using the word of God to mess over our women. Our women, they're so different from men, they're playing the role of a whore. Because they want a husband. So here you got brothers out there talking about, well, you know, if I go into you, once I go into you, you're my wife. Huh? No dowry, no nothing, no permission from the family, no nothing. As soon as they get too tired, get tired of going into them, they go and get them another one, tell them the same lie. All in the name of God. That's why I said they're even worse than our brothers and sisters that's out there in these churches. That's right.
And most of you're going to snatch the ostrich people out of the hands of these people who take these titles, prophets, and whatever configurative title you've taken, and he's going to save his people out of their hands because they're misleading
our people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yah is, at the end of the day, it comes right back to the same old thing. Yah is our Savior, our Redeemer. We should keep our eyes on Yah. And the only way we can do that, Moray, as you always say, we got an open book here. We got to study His Word, meditate on it. We got to know our God. We got to get to know our God and take our eyes
late.
Off of man. The only reason why these the only reason why these folks are so highfalutin and all these titles and power range outfits and all that kind of foolishness is because the people put them in that position. They don't want to exalt these people. How can you exalt a man that's in the same condition that you're in? He can't deliver himself. So what makes you think that he's so important? He can get your money, get your talent, get your time, get your praise, get your exaltation. He can get it all from you, but he can't deliver you because he can't deliver himself. He can't deliver our children. We got to get real with this thing. We can't dress it up. We can't smooth it over. That's our problem. Our people have got to know the word of our God. If faith in that Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, had you caused my people to hear my words, what would it have done?
That's the job of the leaders of Israel. And in this chapter, Yah expresses what judgment is going to be. Because it's not necessarily the people's fault. We've been beaten, we've been battered, we've been oppressed, we've been abused. And now we got leaders that got some light, but they're not leading them to Yah. They're only leading them to themselves. And Yah said, I'm going to take that power from you, and I'm going to save my people. And you're going to be exposed. I'm going to take the veil off you and break off the fake walls y'all been setting up, the peace y'all been describing that ain't going to happen, you know, when I bring this judgment. And y'all going to be exposed. And that day you're going to know that I'm Yah, because your judgment is going to come. So these people got the same syndrome as Dathan and Abiram and Korah. They think they're equal to the powers that be, the men that the Most High sent. And if they ain't bringing the same message that the Most High bring, then they walk in a dangerous track. And all these brothers out here and all these sisters out here that's leading our people astray, they in trouble with the Most High. Y'all going to save his people regardless of what they're doing. T.D.J., Creflo,
right.
Dollar, Cohen, this, minister that. Y'all leading y'all's people the wrong way. And that's like the electric chair.
But they live in ever so, and that's another thing. The reason why they're so successful, because first of all, they're all charismatic. They can take a little bit of truth and dress it up, and whereas it started off as a Volkswagen, it ends up being a Bentley. You see what I'm saying? And the people become fascinated with that. The ears are itchy for the lies because it sounds good, it feels good. And they take advantage of our people with that. You see? And so
how long have they been doing that?
All throughout time. All
That's
throughout
right.
time.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about this one way? Why is it that during slavery, I read a lot of books on slavery. Why is it that during slavery, the master would go and get the most charismatic person among our people? And then he go and tell him what he want him to teach the people. And there he go, got our people in lockdown. And even when we came out of slavery, in the days of old, what would happen? If teacher come back, he get the best of the chicken? He get the best of the meal? Huh?
And the same
and the
cycle
best,
goes on today.
Hey.
And
the best of the women. And the best of the women.
And the best
cycle.
Of the women.
The same cycle goes on today.
That's our forefathers.
We see our athletes.
That's our forefathers.
We see our athletes. We see our entertainers. They're the millionaires. And their lifestyle is not the lifestyle that y'all wants us to live. They're advocating the LGBTQ. You got Beyonce and Jay-Z. They married and she flashing her body, making men lust after her. That's not the lifestyle y'all told us to live. But
Dwayne Wade. Got a little boy, 12 years old, want to be a girl, and he said, it's good. That's cool. I'm good with it. Come on now.
How many of our people follow Dwayne Wade?
True. Who is that woman's husband?
a basketball Jay-Z. Player from used to play with Miami Heat. I don't know if he played with him no more. I think he retired.
Gabrielle something.
Union. The actress, Gabrielle Union, the actress he married to her, they married.
Yes. And I just want to read something to go along with this chapter, if I may.
But before you even read the chapter, I want to mention Barack Obama and the political realm. These politicians, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Barack Obama, congressmen, senators, they fighting for civil rights in the land of our oppression, in the land of our oppressors, who chose charismatic people in order to lead our people astray. And we trying to make the system better when the system is destroying us. So our only hope is really y'all, because they're not really looking out for our best interest.
No.
I want to read, if I may. And I think this sums this chapter very, very well. And I'm reading from Yirmiyahu, the 23rd chapter. That's a powerful chapter. And I'm starting with verse 16. Thus says Yahuwah, do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you. They make you worthless. They speak a vision of their own heart, not from the mouth of Yah. They continually say to those who despise me, Yah have said, you shall have peace. And to everyone who walks according to the dictates of his own heart, they say, no evil shall come upon you. For who has stood in the counsel of Yah and has received and heard his word? Who has marked his word and heard it? Behold, a whirlwind of Yah. The whirlwind of Yah has gone forth in fury, a violent whirlwind. Is that what you were speaking about earlier, Brother Yamsu? It will fall violently on the head of the wicked. The anger of Yah will not turn back until he has executed and performed the thoughts of his heart. And in the latter days, you will understand it perfectly. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel, said Yah, and had caused my people to hear my words, then they would have turned them from their evil ways and from the evil of their doings. What? That's not happening. The Almighty goes on to say, am I Elohim and hence his Yah, and not one afar off? Can anyone hide himself in secret places so I shall not see him, says Yah? Do I not feel heaven and earth, says Yah? Says it in Deuteronomy too. I've heard what the prophets have said. Who prophesies lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. I have a dream. You're white boys and black news, huh? How long will this be in the heart of the prophets who prophesies lies? Indeed, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart, who try to make my people forget my name by their dreams, which everyone tells his neighbor as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. Our people don't know the name of Yah today because they only know Jesus, you see. And who's up there in the pulpit keep leading them to Jesus, you see. The prophet who has a dream, let him tell a dream. And he who has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. And that's why this program is so important, because you all are on here every day preaching the word of Yah. And again, we're in a critical time period. Time out for games. Time out for jokes. Time out for all of this this foolishness and that foolery that we are caught up in. It's time that we turn and seek our God. And guess what? It's coming. It's coming, because it's another little theme all through the word of Yah that lets us know Israel is not going to obey, so Yah's going to take it out of our hands, and he's going to take care of it himself, and we're not going to like the way he's going to bring it either. So, Israel, we can continue with our worship. We can continue to run to itching all these smooth words, to all these folks that tell us what we want to hear. You can do that. Or you can accept the word of your God. Get that book down. Get it down. Don't believe this bullshit talking about, well, that's a white man's book. Huh? Yah uses who he chooses. And he just allowed them to bring forth this word so you could find your way back, because he knew this time was coming as well. Trust your God. Trust your instinct. Because Yah is speaking to his people today just as he spoke to them yesterday. But are you listening? Are you listening, Israel? This thing with Jesus. Yeah, I mean, we have common sense. Common sense. Truth is in front of us every day. I think I spoke on it yesterday, but I want to reiterate it again today in the midst of this virus that's out here. And the reason why I want to reiterate on it is it's because the churches, they keep bringing it up, the churches are closing their doors. They're doing their thing from the computer at home. But in Revelation 22:16, Jesus said that he sent his angels to testify of him and lift his name in the churches. He didn't say he was sending his angel to testify of God in the churches. He said it was sending them to testify of him. So that's where, in the churches, is where he calls his name to dwell. That's why you can't take Yah's name up in there. Because JC is up in there. Well, since you believe in JC and he died for your sins, how come you ain't running into the arms of Jesus right now? Why is it that the church is closing its doors where Jesus chose to place his name? How come the churches are closing their doors? Y'all should be knocking the door down so you can get to heaven. Huh? Oh, you say you want to get to heaven, where the opportunity is here. Don't follow the rulings that are coming forth today. Going out there, gather together, do your sway, your dance, sway back and forth. Let the preacher continue to entertain you. You're jumping over the pulpit and talking about the Holy Ghost and all that foolishness. Go, 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 Israel. And see where it gets you. You better open your ears and hear. But more so, you better humble your heart. You have to humble yourself before this great power, because it's nothing to play with. After all the blunt weapons that we have received, you should know by now, Yah's word is going to stand. All these folks is prophesizing to you and preaching to you and telling you all the things you want to hear. We're going to go and we're going to get young Kippur. We're going to get ready for that. We're going to get ready for the feast days. How are you going to do that with Yah in the 8th chapter of Ezekiel? Yah tells you plainly he removed his glory from the holiest of holies, from the tabernacle, from the places of assembly, and from the land. Where is your holiest of holies? How are you going to go do some repentance and you don't have none of the things that the Almighty put in place to have that done? You want to do that day, but you don't want to do your heart. You don't want to humble and repent in your heart. You want to go through a tradition, but you don't want to go through the change. The Almighty said, rend your heart and not your garment. This is not the time for beautiful attire. This is the time for sackcloth and ashes. And mourning and crying out. So as Ezekiel is saying here, and as Jeremiah just said, don't be running to these folks talking about you going, I'm going to see what my rabbi, my preacher, my more, my Kohen, my all these different titles are saying. On your lips, it should be every day, I've got to go and seek Yah and see what He would have me to do. See what He has to say to me. Return, Israel. Return. The bottom line, Moray, would you agree with this? Is to return and repent so that we can be saved, so that our voices can be heard, so we can stop seeing the death of our children. Thank you, Brother Young Soup.
Our future is great. And the fact that the Most High left His word on record is why we're going through His word, not our word, but His word. And we're debunking all the lies by going through Yah's word. And Yah's word is way different from what the church has been teaching us, or what Islam has been teaching us, and what the Western powers have been teaching us. It's way different. And this information has been hidden in plain sight, because all of us have this book, but we haven't studied it in the manner that we studied it. And the fact that you went back to Jeremiah, that's a review. Because what we've been showing is that Yah's word is consistent throughout all His prophets,
yes.
Whether it be Isaiah, which we read, Jeremiah, which we read. We read that, which you read. And He's saying the same thing as Ezekiel, saying the same thing as Daniel, Hosea, and all the rest of the prophets. But we prefer Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Peter, Paul, Mary, and none of them is speaking about the God of Israel or the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. None of them, not one of them. And our people lean more on that than the word of Yah. So now, all the time we've had this open book test, now the test is here. And Yah's giving us time to get that last bit of study in. And so that Yah, we got this Blog Talk Radio show that we can get this last bit of study in, so we can make the necessary changes spiritually, not mentally or physically. And even then, you can increase your mental and your spiritual and your physical while you locked away. But right now, the spiritual is more important than the mental and the physical. And the more we hear Yah's words, the more we incline our spiritual nature to get back in tune with the Most High. And I would like to read a psalm, if I can.
Be my guest, brother.
Psalms 105. The 105th psalm, the psalm of King David. Oh, give thanks unto Yah. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. Sing unto Him, sing praises to Him. Proclaim all His wondrous works. Glory in His name. Let the heart rejoice for those who seek Yah. Seek Yah and His strength. Seek His presence continually. And we're preparing you, because the presence of Yah is not an easy thing to endure. The prophets couldn't even stand up before His angels. Are you preparing for that? We should be, because Yah is going to bring His presence in the midst of all of us. That's how we're going to know that He's Yah. Seek Yah and His strength. Seek His presence continually. Remember His marvelous works that He has done, which is why we're going through these scriptures chapter by chapter, to understand the history that they took from us as a people and the wondrous works that Yah did for us when we were in captivity or we were in trouble. When we cried out to Yah, Yah came to our defense. It says, remember His marvelous works that He has done, His wonders, and the judgments from His mouth. And we're reading about the judgments. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel, Hosea, all these prophets try to warn our people. And Ezekiel was the one who proclaimed the judgment as the judgment was being executed. Not just by words, but Yah had him doing certain things, like eating cow's dung or cooking from cow's dung and doing some crazy things, like packing his bags in the morning and packing his bags at night, showing our people that we get ready to go into captivity. And they were supposed to ask, what you doing? He's like, you know, you're about to go into captivity. He said, oh, offsprings of Abraham, His servant, that's our father, Yah's servant, Abraham, O children of Yaakov. And we know Jacob changed his name to Israel. That's why we call ourselves Israelites. We are the children of Jacob. Our father's Jacob. He wrestled an angel. One of the mellow kings that the prophets saw, he wrestled the angel all night. No man, I think, has ever wrestled an angel. Our father Jacob wrestled one. He said, O children of Jacob, his chosen ones. We are the chosen. We are the saints. We are the children of Jacob. And they don't want us to know that. They don't want us to know that. So they use every means necessary, even our weaknesses, to serve idols, to keep us from receiving this blessing as being Yah's chosen. He is Yah our Elohim. His judgments are in all the earth. And that's what we're witnessing now. He don't just judge Israel. All these nations are feeling the wrath of Yah at this present time while we're speaking on this Blog Talk radio show. He remembers his covenant forever. He hasn't forgotten his covenant. That covenant is everlasting. Just like Yah. We don't know the meaning of everlasting because we are finite beings. We have a beginning and we have an end. But the covenant that Yah has made with us, if you can latch on to it, it's the promise of everlasting life for your soul. The word that he commanded for to 1,000 generations, that covenant he made with our father Abraham, and his oath to our father Isaac, and confirmed with our father Jacob as a decree, and to Yisrael, our ancient fathers as a nation, for a what kind of covenant? An everlasting covenant. That sing about everlasting, make it last forever, the love that I have for you. And that's what Yah is telling us, which is why we sing about everlasting. If you look at the record of how our people sing, to you, I will give the land of Canaan as a portion of your inheritance. Not heaven, like the churches are trying to teach us. You're not going to die and go to heaven. The land of Canaan, you can geographically locate it today, the land of Canaan. And guess what? The land of Canaan is our inheritance. And we think it's America or all these strange places that we dwell in. We're dwelling in strange land, not in our homeland. And nobody's thinking about their homeland because we don't even know that we have a homeland. In our homeland, we don't rely on anybody but ourselves. When they were but a few people in number, indeed, a very few, and strangers in it, like we are now, when they went from one nation to another, like we do now, from one kingdom to another people, like we do now. We speak in Spanish, French, Portuguese, German, English. No, we went running from one kingdom to another, and we divided in that manner. Even in this nation, East Coast, West Coast, you from the North, I'm from the South, and we divided, not knowing that we have our own land. We did not permit anyone to do them wrong. Indeed, he reproved kings for their in their behalf, saying, do not touch my anointed ones and do no harm to my prophets. So we call Jesus the Christ, and he was never anointed. But there are more than one anointed, which is why we are a messianic nation, because the king and the priest are anointed by an official ceremony and process. We are chosen by Yah, and we are his anointed nation. And these people have done harm to Yah's prophets. Moreover, he called for famine upon the land. He broke the whole supply of bread. He set man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They heard his feet were fettered. His neck was put in an iron collar. So Joseph's life, the life of Joseph, is symbolic of the nation of Israel. And that's another topic for another day. Until the time that his word came to pass. Whose word? Yah's word. The word of Yah tested him. And the word of Yah testing us. If the word of Yah tested Joseph, the word of Yah tests us as well. Because we descend from Joseph. We descend from Jacob. And in a test, Joseph passed with flying colors. He didn't rob Potiphar. He didn't serve the gods of Egypt. He didn't sleep with Potiphar's wife. He trusted and prayed and cried out to the Most High. And Yah elevated him from this slave in an iron collar to second in command of Egypt. The king sent and released him. The ruler of the people let him go free. He made Joseph lord of his house, the ruler of all his possessions, to imprison his princes at Joseph's pleasure, and to teach elders wisdom. So Joseph had to throw anybody in prison that he felt like it, but he was a righteous man. And he taught the people of Egypt, even their elders, wisdom that the Most High had given him. He said, then Israel came to Egypt, and Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham. So if you don't know that Egyptians were Hamites, you need to highlight this chapter, because they tried to portray the Egyptians in all kind of forms, ways, and fashions. When we see the Ten Commandments, you see Yul Brynner, who's from Russia, portrayed as Pharaoh. And we know the Egyptians were the sons and daughters of Ham. And they try to tell you in university that Ham was cursed black, which is another lie and a fallacy. It says, Yah increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies, which is why they fear us today, because we are stronger. We jump higher. We run faster. We set all kind of records that they, you know, said we couldn't break. They told us we couldn't play quarterback or be coaches. We're stronger than them. That's why they got this question of inferiority and superiority. The Most High made us strong, which is why we survived all their diseases, smallpox, syphilis, gonorrhea, everything they had, bubonic plague, while we was butt naked on ships coming over here. He said he turned their hearts to hate his people and to deal cleverly with his servants. He sent Moshe, his servant, and Aharon, whom he had chosen. They showed his signs among them and his wonders in the land of Ham. This is the second reference to the land of Ham. The land of Ham, he's talking about, is Egypt. He sent darkness and made the land dark. And Moses and Aaron did not rebel against his word. He turned their waters into blood and caused their fish to die. Their land brought forth frogs in abundance, even in the chambers of their kings. He spoke. So yes, the plague will affect the king. Frogs and flies and darkness. And we're seeing that now in the first phase of Yah's judgment, because they're not immune to coronavirus, regardless of their political parties or what state they live in. Most High striking everybody, soldier, a politician, nurses and doctors, and everyday ordinary people. So you can't run from the Most High's plague. He said their land brought forth frogs in abundance, even in the chambers of their kings. He spoke, and they came swarms of flies and gnats in all their country. So we see the whole country and countries around the world are being plagued by Yah's fury. He called it the coronavirus. He said he gave them hail for rain and flaming lightning in their land. And we see now this is hurricane season or tornado season. And in addition to them fighting this invisible enemy that they can't see, they got to fight these winds and these tornadoes that Yah is unleashing. He struck their vines and their fig trees and shattered their trees of their country. He spoke and a locust came forth and caterpillars without number, which is what we're seeing in East Africa. I've never heard them ever say hundreds of billions of locusts are being unleashed on East Africa right now. You can look it up. That devoured all the vegetation of their land, which is what they're doing now, and ate all the fruit of their ground, which is what they're doing now. And who brings that forth? The Most High does that. He spoke, and a locust came forth. He struck down all the firstborn of their land, the first fruits of their strength. Then he brought them out of their silver and gold. And no one among those tribes faltered. So we've seen this plague unleashed. And we've seen the leaders of the nation unleash a $2 trillion package to try to save Babylon. And guess what? They're going to pay you while you stay home if you're unemployed. They're going to give you $600 extra. $1,200 for every man and child, and $500 for every child that you got. So Egypt is starting to pay. But who's going to pay that $2 trillion? They're already in debt. Where that money coming from? So Egypt was glad when they left. Oh, yeah. They're going to pack us on ships. They're going to pack us on planes. Most of them said you're going to ride on the wings of kings back to your land, because he's going to make himself known. He said he spread a cloud for a covering and fire to give them light in the night. And we know that Yah comes in a cloud. He Because if you read the description of what the prophet saw when Yah's presence came, that cloud is always there. He said the people asked and brought forth quail and satisfied them with abundant bread of heaven. He opened the rock and waters gushed out. They ran in the desert like a river. For he recalled his holy promise to Abraham, his servant. And that's why we're alive today. Because the promise that he made to our father Abraham was not just a promise. It was a covenant that was everlasting, and it was holy because it came from the mouth of Yah. He brought forth his people with joy, which means that Yah loved us, and his chosen ones with gladness. We are all chosen, but we have to be locked up with our Creator, and gave them the lands of the nations. So we don't have to fight the battles against the nation because Yah is our champion. Yah will disperse the nations that take root and take possession of our inheritance. And they took possession of the fruit labor of the people. So all these years we've been working for others, the Most High is going to flip the table where the fruit of the labor of the peoples will be our possession, that they might observe his statutes, we might observe his statutes, and keep his law. Hallelujah.
Well,
praise the Most High.
Praise. Amen to that.
Hallelujah.
Amen to that.
Brother Yasu, before you go off, I have a question.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Here's where my confusion comes into play, and I hope you can help me. You or Moray can help me understand.
Yes, ma'am.
In Amos 3:1-2, the Almighty says, I have not known any other family on earth but you, O house of Israel. Is that right?
That's right.
Then how is it that the Greeks is teaching Israel?
Because we're delusional. We're delusional. We're not connected with the Most High, some of us.
I'm still trying to figure that out.
I am too, Eva.
We need the Hebrew writing to go and get our understanding from the Greeks.
I'm going to tell you what it is, Eva. I'm going to tell you what it is. You ready?
I'm ready.
In Deuteronomy 28, the Most High said, I'm going to send up no people against you of a fierce countenance who have no regard for the old nor show favor to the young. Most High sent the people that scared the sugar, honey, iced tea out of our ancient fathers because these people live by the sword and only by the sword, and they have no regard for life at all. And we've never met people like the people that have us under oppression right now. And the fear that we have of them has put us in check, starting with the Greeks.
And the Romans.
That's part of that statue, huh?
Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am. And
like
the residual...
Now, how many Negroes are scared? How many Negroes are scared of this coronavirus because they don't know Yah?
Oh, plenty of them.
Oh, yeah. What did Yah tell us to do?
And guess what?
What did Yah command us to do? What did Yah command?
Fear not. Fear not.
There you go. Do what?
But fear not and be strong of the good courage. But let me correct you, my dear. It's not just those. It's so-called conscious Israel. They gotta get a passport to everything else.
Listen, Imam.
You ought to stop it, but you keep on.
Imam.
Yeah.
I'm in touch with Yirmiyahu in Arizona. He said he's gotten more call from conscious Israel than he has ever had before. And he said he ain't accepting them because they running on fear. They're not running on the principle and the concept of being independent, preparing for the Most High. They running on fear. He said people came down there and left because they want to do their own thing.
They be something else. Our people are hot mess.
Yep. So you running because of coronavirus. To a ghost.
But you didn't help the brother when he offered you an invitation. Come on down and help a brother out. Show me some love. Let's work together. But soon as Rona came, them headbusters, oh, Lord.
See, I don't even understand the Goshen theory either, simply because where can we go and get a Goshen in the land of our enemies?
Nowhere.
Well, in Egypt, we was in the land of our enemies, and the place was called Goshen, and Goshen was protected.
Yes, but you have to go back and get the full understanding of that too, Moray. They gave when Joseph was in power, he had that land set aside for Israel when they came into Egypt, not when they're getting ready to go up out of there.
Joseph was a prophet. He already knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, but Moray Cottrell.
It don't change the dynamic.
Moray Cottrell, Imad Dura. I don't care if they was from the city of Egypt or they were from Goshen. They still made bricks, okay?
Hallelujah.
They still made bricks. You
and
run,
listen,
but you can't hide.
Listen, the Most High said, it doesn't matter if you're in the city, don't matter if you're in the field, don't matter if you're on the other side of Mars. He said, if you're in the farthest parts of the heavens, from there I'm going to fetch you. And from there, I'm going to gather you. So it don't matter where we run. It's like we try to run into Africa to escape y'all. No, I know where y'all at.
I'm not going nowhere. I'm not going nowhere till the Most High come get me. Okay?
You know where you need to go? You know where you need to go? Into the place of refuge. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Like
that's
Daniel.
The only place I'm going. That's the only place I'm going. On my knees, and like Iman said, in the place of refuge, and the Most High Word, praying and beseeching. That's the only place I'm going. I'm not going nowhere until the Most High say get there. I'm coming there. Here, man, I'm outside. Come out of here. That's where I'm going.
Now, here we go again. Here's another piece of the puzzle that just, you know, I don't understand why we don't understand that. When the Almighty sent the death angel through, if it was all about a Goshen, why did Israel have to put their blood on the door?
To see if they was obedient.
Uh-huh. But they was in Goshen. It was already in Goshen. But if they was in Goshen, Yah could have just told the death angel, bypass them, that's Israel over there.
Well, there's some Egyptians in Goshen,
because
too. And y'all wanted to see.
Said,
after 10 plagues,
said,
are y'all going to listen to what I'm commanding y'all to do? Put blood in your door, and I'll protect you.
That's what he said. And the reason why I say that is because if we're mindful, Yah said that the night that he was sending the death angel through, he was also going to contend with the gods of Egypt. Okay, so when Israel came up out of Egypt and Moshe went up into the mountains to converse with Yah, the first thing they did was reduplicate the gods of Egypt. So I said all that to say, with the blood on the door, that was to separate them from the Egyptians. Separate them from the Egyptians. Because they still had the heart of the God. I mean, had the gods of Egypt in their hearts.
That's why he commanded them to put the blood in the door to see who would listen and see who would not. And I'm sure there were some Israelites that did not put blood in their door.
You know it was.
On that note, y'all heard, you knew it was.
What?
On that note, Rona is busting heads. And if you ain't got no get right with the Most High, yeah.
Yeah, too. I just want to say this real quick as you're closing. They were showing on the news today, on the notes that Maury just spoke of.
Yes, ma'am.
They had a whole street of police. And they had the sisters out there in California. Going down with the police because they had a big gathering for a baby, 1-year-old baby's birthday party.
Right.
And the police told them they couldn't gather. So now they out there throwing down with the police. How?
Crazy as hell, Ima. I'm going to say it on the real talk for real. Delusional and crazy as hell for a birthday party.
Well, we read the prophet said, the Most High said, y'all don't listen to my laws, nor to the laws of the nations that y'all in the midst of. They trying to save your life, telling y'all not to gather because it's contagious, and there y'all go.
Yeah.
But,
did you see the picture that I posted on Facebook in Tom Lee Park last Wednesday? They just walk around like it was another fine day. They were under orders. Don't socialize. Stay away. They walk like, hey, man, you can't tell me nothing. Okay. All right.
It's going to come to a point where it's just serious because they're making laws that if you don't comply, they're looking at you as a terrorist because you can spread coronavirus and kill people. So they're going to look at you as a terrorist if you're not complying.
And they're going to handle you. And they're going
to
handle you.
Oh, yeah.
This ain't no game. We think everything, like Ema said, we think everything funny. This ain't no game. This is something serious. Okay? That being said, thank you, Ema Hadora from St. Louis, Missouri. Thank you, Brother Moray Cartrell from New York City. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in to The Real Talk. And most importantly, thank you, the Most High God of Israel, Isaac, and Jacob. I have given us the opportunity to come on The Real Talk for Real People show. Ema Hadora, some closing remarks and comments.
My closing remarks is Israel giving all praise to the Most High God. Just we know this. The Almighty said he chose you above all the people of the earth to make an everlasting covenant with everlasting being. There's never no end to it. So wherever you go, wherever you are, you're under covenant to the Most High God. And he is the only one, I want to emphasize, he is the only one that can deliver us. So Israel, listen and hear. Look and see. And know that Yah is with us. But we've got to give him something in return. We've got to give him our obedience, our love, and our dedication. So go to the fountain, which Yah is our fountain of living water. Go drink, Israel, and live, and put away this covenant of death that you have become so comfortable with. May Yah be with us all. And I thank you again, Brother Young Su. May Yah continue to bless you and keep you, his arms wrapped tightly around you. Hallelujah. It's you as well, Moray.
You too,
thank
Imam. Most High bless you.
And the same to you. May the Most High bless you, sister. Moray Cartrell, my brother and friend, your closing remarks.
I just want to give thanks and praise to Elohim of Yisrael, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for even giving us this time. Take the time to amend our ways while we all locked away. People trying to find out what to do. And they really need to meditate on a lot of stuff that we're bringing forth, especially this chapter of Ezekiel and this book of Proverbs, the 105th Proverb, because the Most High is not playing. And we know that the only way we're going to escape this is through his protection. And we better take this real seriously because everything Yah has spoken is coming to pass, has come to pass, and will come to pass. And we have ample opportunity to become more and more familiar with our Creator. And if you're in trouble, it's the opportunity to call upon him so that he could deliver you out of your troubles, no matter what kind of trouble that you're in. And the Most High will be there for you. And you could testify that I prayed out, I called out, I cried out. Yah answered me in my time of trouble. So if you're in trouble, I say cry out to the Most High now and get familiar with him to get to know him, give him praise, honor, and glory when he does. Testify And that's the path that we need to be on. So if you're not on that path now, you should try to journey on that path as we're under this crisis that these nations are going through.
Thank you, Brother Moray Cartier. Truth be told. That being said, listeners, you've heard from my sister, Ima Hadora, from St. Louis, Missouri. You've heard from my brother, Moray Cartier, from New York City. And by virtue, you've heard from the mouth of the Most High God of Israel, Isaac and Jacob. Lean not to your own understanding. Why? Because your thinkers are broken. Get you a new one, just like King David. A thinker that loves the Most High with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And your neighbor as yourself, and that thirst after righteousness. I don't know where you're going, but you finna get ready to get out of here. You've been listening to the Real Talk for Real People show. May the Most High bless each of you, and may the Most High direct and order your steps. That way, it will ensure the fact that you don't lean to your own understanding. That way, it means and ensure the fact that you are humble and you are obedient, not to your imaginations, not to your fancy, but to the word and the will of the Most High God of Israel, Isaac, and Jacob. Our Elohim. Hey, we love you. Better get on that train. Moray, you got your ticket. Ima Hadora, you got your ticket. Well, may the Most High willing. I believe I got mine. I got my mark. Shalom, and we're gone.
I feel just like a kite. One without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home. One that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest inside. What does it mean when you say you wanna be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Yeah. does it mean? When you say you want to be free, free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction. Well, you're moving away, so far away, so far away from me, oh. Well, you're moving, 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 well, you're moving.